Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Charles. Thanks for coming back for part 2 of the episode with Daniel from Switzerland. In this final part, we talk about the best way for expanding vocabulary, the idea of turning your ego into an egg to learn a foreign language, why it's important to have a goal when it comes to learning a new language, having the right mindset to learn. Is it normal to fail during the learning process? And why is it important to go through the process of failure? Also, Daniel shares with us some phrasal verbs and idioms. I had a great time talking with Daniel. I really enjoyed the conversation, and I'm sure that you guys are gonna enjoy it as well. Learning a new language changed my life. And I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support. So, okay, let's move to the next question because we have a lot of questions here. Is there any guest in particular you interviewed in the past and this person brought a great impact on your language learning journey? If yes, which one?
Okay, well, I must say that everyone had a great impact on me in a certain way, in one way or another. And I don't think that it were the methods which they mentioned that had an impact on me. It was more their personal story and their mindset that helped me to come out of my comfort zone. So every guest gave me a good feeling, they gave me good feedback, and consequently my confidence grew, and this was really crucial for me. And as I mentioned, I am an introvert, and this was so amazing to me because first I was afraid of inviting them, but there is no need to be afraid of. So I'm gonna give you one or two examples. So a few months ago I had the guest called Anthony Mativier, and he is the host of the Magnetic Memory Method podcast. And so this was strange because after the interview, I did not edit the interview because first I thought that it was a failure because the problem was that I asked him what he struggled the most when learning German. And he was like, well, he doesn't struggle at all. He hasn't struggled at all, you know, and I was so confused and perplexed, and I have constructed my whole interview around that question. And after that, I didn't know what to ask, you know, so I had to freestyle. But in the end, I must say that the episode was really, really great because what he said was fantastic and it helped me a lot because I thought a lot about that because in his opinion, it is his mindset. You know, when he has a challenge, for him it's not a struggle at all. He says that if anyone in the world can do it, then he can do it as well, you know, because there is another person, so you just have to copy it and you have to try, and it's not meant to be a struggle, you know. But at that moment it was so difficult because yeah, it's not easy to interview people and it's not your language. And he was like a hero to me, you know. I listened to him many hours and I was so nervous, but I will say that in the end I could grow and learn from him, and also I must stop to beat myself up, you know, because our worst enemy is ourselves, or I am my worst enemy sometimes, and I think that counts a lot for introverts, maybe, I don't know. So that is one story maybe of my guests. but there are a lot of more stories like that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. And yeah, as we were talking about before interviewing, it's a whole different skill. Truly, it is a skill that you need to develop in order to be able to interview another person. Because as I said to you before recording this interview, I said, oh, I have all these questions, but I never know how much time it's gonna take for us to go through all the questions. And this is real. Sometimes you, as you said, you had to prepare that interview all surrounded about the first question about his learning German experience.
Yeah.
And then to come up with new questions out of the blue, like without predicting what was going to happen, it's really challenging. But yeah, that's really awesome that you had this experience, and at the end of the interview, you did the interview. You
yes.
asked all the questions and you had an episode to release.
Exactly.
So that is telling that you are getting good to interview people.
Yeah, you can always learn from your guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you also mentioned that sometimes your guests, they are gonna give you feedback, which is awesome, because most of the people that I interviewed, I always gave them like the background, the story of the podcast. This is really a project to help other learners and to inspire other learners. So also I am a learner myself, so I always say that, oh, sometimes I can mess up, I'm gonna repeat things that I already said, because this is like a learning experience, and we all need to, for example, if we want to learn a new skill or a new language, we are gonna go through the process of failure, which is normal. And we
yeah,
need
absolutely.
To cross like the step, the bridge of failure, to go to the other side and to feel like we earned like new knowledge, because we
exactly.
went to the process.
And as a matter, yes, it makes absolutely sense. And as a matter of fact, my last guest, Hamid from Pakistan, he also shared his wisdom with me, and he said that oftentimes the learner can't learn because of his ego, because yes, he's afraid of making mistakes because of his ego. And then he said something like, you have to turn your ego into an egg. I mean, the O becomes a G, so he turns the ego into an egg, and then he breaks the egg so that he can be freely, he can converse freely, even though he's making mistakes, but he's going to improve, because a lot of times adults don't want to make mistakes. And mm-hmm. this was so amazing how he told this, and he is an English teacher, and he tells that story. Of course, he tells it in a more spectacular way, and he tells it to his students, and this was really great. So this guy from Pakistan, Hamid, was giving tips to me how I could improve my English. It is so beautiful what the language can make to get in contact with the whole world, you know.
Yes, that's really amazing. So it sounds like you have so many amazing, incredible interviews on your podcast. So guys, check it out, my Fluent podcast. I'm gonna put the link the description, because I'm sure that you are going to learn a lot. I myself listened to some of the interviews that you did. Okay, let's move on to the next question. What do you think is the best way for expanding and learning new vocabulary? And I made this question because I know that you have another podcast which is specifically for people to learn vocabulary, which is really awesome. So can you tell us, what do you think is the best way for expanding and learning new vocabulary?
Okay, I'm gonna explain my second podcast in a minute. But first, I wanna say there is no magic bullet out there, unfortunately. So the best way, in my opinion, is to be more mindful when you are consuming content. So I want to keep this tip general. It doesn't matter if you are reading a book or watching a series, listening to a podcast or having a conversation. So when you come across a word, or better, an expression or a phrase, store it anywhere to learn it later. So, and now I want to mention my second podcast, which is called The Vocab Man. And over there, where I have created about 50 episodes, and every episode consists of an expression that I came across, and it's just a hobby of mine, you know. It is a very short episode always, and I integrate some audio bits from movies or from series, and then I give an explanation or definition, and sometimes I integrate some fancy music. So I just mix it together, you know, the hobby of language learning, the hobby of podcasting, and the hobby of watching series. I put it all together and I try to teach others. So in a way, it's a win-win situation. I can learn something and at the same time, I teach something. And to sum it up, so in my opinion, as I said, there is no magic bullet, but you should try to expand your vocabulary by consuming your most favorite content or your most favorite series or whatever.
It's amazing. And something that I would add is, I think that I already mentioned it on the podcast, is that a lot of times we learn new things, but we never use it. And the cool thing about this project, your other podcast, is that, oh, you learned something new and then you record an episode for your podcast about it. So you are integrating it in your learning journey by producing a new episode for your podcast, which is really awesome. Okay, let's move on to the next question. What is the best advice you could give to someone who is learning English? It can be more than one.
Okay, so we have talked about that before. So in my opinion, it may sound general, I know, but you absolutely need to feel at ease. So search for a positive environment so that you are not going to be afraid of making errors or mistakes, because you only grew by making mistakes and by conversing. But of course, it always depends on your goal, because the goal is important. What do you want to reach? Do you want to just being able to listen to? Then of course, maybe you don't need a positive environment. You just need a good podcast. But I wanted to keep this short because I think this is really important to feel at ease. And that way you are going to grow, but keep in mind your goals and then stick to it. Stick to your methods and never give up.
Yeah. That's awesome. I couldn't agree more. And I truly believe that in any aspect of our lives, if we want to achieve something, it's really important for us to have a goal. Because if we have a goal, you're gonna work super hard to achieve that goal, even through the hardest times. Okay, so now we're gonna wrap it up with the rapid fire questions segment. So you can answer super quick. I have 12 questions here, but feel free to expand in any of them. Number one, what is your favorite food from Switzerland?
So there is a food called Rösti, actually a very simple food, which consists of finely chopped potatoes, which are then fried in a pan. And usually we eat it with a bratwurst, meaning a sort of a sausage. So, but at this point, I must also mention empanadas, which is a food from Argentina or Uruguay. And this is some sort of a dough with different fillings in it, such as meat, corn, ham, and the like. And I love the ones with meat. Very delicious.
Wow, everything you said sounds delicious. Okay, number two. Which is your favorite tourist place in Switzerland?
Okay, there are so many beautiful spots, which are probably not known to tourists. To be honest, I usually prefer these places because I don't like it when it is too crowded or too packed. But okay, I'm gonna answer your question. I love the mountains, so I like Zermatt and the Matterhorn. The Matterhorn is the mountain which is depicted on the famous chocolate named Toblerone with the yellowish packaging.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Next one. Could you share one interesting thing about your culture?
Okay, so that question cracked me up quite a bit. This is really a great question. So trains in Switzerland literally work like a clock, you know, and so do people in a way. So when the train arrives 2 minutes later or so, so people get very nervous quickly, and it's like the world goes under, you know, because Swiss people are always in time, you know. I have to share something else because this is really great. I remembered that I wrote a comment on Quora some years ago, and over there I wrote exemplary Swiss work ethics. In March 2012, Swiss people voted against extra holidays. The plan was to go from 4 to 6 weeks paid holiday a year. But then the majority of Swiss people opposed the plan.
What?
And they really must love working. They didn't want it to have. So there was a new law, you know, they should vote for it, but people didn't want that. So now it's still 4 weeks paid holiday a year. But the idea was to go from 4 to 6 weeks a year, and they rejected it. The people from Switzerland.
No way. I cannot believe. Wow, that's really interesting. People don't want vacation. Okay, that's so interesting. Next question. Which is your favorite hobby?
Yeah, at the moment, definitely podcasting in combination of learning English, of course. And to be more specific, interviewing other people in English.
That's cool. Do you have a favorite movie or series? If yes, which one?
Yeah, in fact, I have many, many. But I will give you some examples. True Detectives, American Horror Stories, Fargo, and the list goes on.
Awesome. Your favorite music or band?
Yeah, as before, there are many. I don't have a favorite music band, but Nine Inch Nails are great. Nirvana, Rammstein, Bad Religion, Delta Heavy, Prodigy, and the list goes on.
Amazing. Do you have a favorite book or author? If yes, which one?
I don't have a favorite book, but Stephen King is quite interesting, and he has a lot of different styles. So he can do horror stories, he can do fantasy, crime books, and more. And that's what I love. Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have a... Oh, I was about to ask the same question. Okay. Did you have any embarrassing or funny moments with English? This is a hard one. You can skip. That's okay. I had so many. I remember that one day I was going to like an interview before to start my second course. I did 2 traditional courses in Brazil. So when I was about to start the second one, the person who was directing that school, he wanted interviewing me to know my English skills as a whole, to see where he would gonna put me in the process of learning. And that was the first time that I was going to an interview 100% in English, and I was terrified because I have never talked in English, and he would test my abilities to know at what level I was in. And one of the questions that he asked me that I remember until this day is that, Charles, which is your favorite food? Which is a pretty basic question. But I was so embarrassed to admit that I didn't know any vocabulary of food that I started to say, oh, I love pizza, I love hot dog, I love McDonald's, I love Subway. So the guy started to laugh and he said, oh, you are a fast food guy, you just eat fast food. And I said, yes, I love fast food. I eat fast food the whole day long. So I was so embarrassed. Nowadays I would say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know the answer, I need to use Google Translator. But yeah, I was so embarrassed to admit that I didn't know. I still don't know too many words of food. I still need to work on that. Okay, so do you have anything else to share?
Well, I'm sure that I have a lot, but it just doesn't come to mind.
No problem.
Or maybe one. I remember once I was in Ireland in a pub, and then I had to go to the toilet, and then there was a guy there. I don't remember what I said. Maybe it was something like thank you, or I don't know, but it was only one word or so. And the other guy said, oh, a Swiss guy here. So he was also from Switzerland.
Oh.
But only by listening to one word of mine, he could spot me as a Swiss.
Wow, that's really interesting. That he could.
But well, it's, I don't know if that is an, if that counts as an embarrassing.
Yes, sure.
Moment.
Thank you for sharing. Okay, let's go to the next one. What is the one thing you have always wanted to do?
I always wanted to be a guest on your podcast, Charles.
Wow, that's the best answer so far. I'm glad that you are here. Thank you so much.
Well, I have another dream. So one dream of mine is to build up some sort of a language learning community, or to work as a team, for example, for my Fluent podcast, and to create content, but in a team, not only as a one man team, you know. But I am still working on that. So yeah.
That's awesome. I'm glad that you want to expand. That's really cool. So your project, it's not that, because a lot of people, they start like a podcast and in the first or second season they give up, and you already have some ideas for the future to expand and to change things, which I think all of us as creators, we need to constantly try to look for new changes. I think this is important. Next one. What have you done that you are most proud of?
This is a very difficult question. I think in some specific situations, I didn't give in, I didn't give up, which is great. So I want to keep this a bit general, my answer. Maybe I was proud of my Fluent podcast project, especially in the beginning, back in 2016. There was a time in which I produced one episode a week, and I could be really consistent with that, and that pushed me forward so that I could conduct interviews with other people, and that made me proud because it's a huge challenge for me, and yes, that's it.
That's amazing. I can relate to so many things when it comes to podcasting, and it's really remarkable that you are still doing this since 2016. I know, and you also know, that there are a lot of work behind the scenes to make like just one episode ready. So the fact that you are still doing it, it's really amazing. Next one. Where would you visit if you had a chance?
Maybe to the Iguazu waterfalls in Brazil.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a really cool place.
I was there many years ago when I was a child, and it was really beautiful there. So it would be nice to go there again.
Awesome. So yeah, let us know when you come to Brazil, because not just me, but I have a lot of audience from Brazil, so we are gonna meet you there.
Sure. Great.
Awesome. Last one. Could you share 3 phrasal verbs or idioms that you think that people should know them?
Okay. The third time is the charm. It's a wonderful idiom in my opinion. I like that because it implies to never give up, which is crucial when it comes to learning a language, but of course also in other contexts. So never give up. And the second one is to pick up. This is a very common phrasal verb. And recently I've been listening to an episode of Luke from Luke's English podcast. And well, he repeated this phrasal verb again and again, so I could remember it. But as a matter of fact, there are different meanings. So he used it to pick up the pace because he had no time, you know. But there are other situations. Let's say your microphone fell on the ground, then you need to pick it up. And then another situation, let's say you're listening hours and hours to your favorite podcast, which is spoken in Aussie English. So then you could pick up that accent. I mean, the Aussie English accent, and sound like an Aussie. So there are more of these examples, but the point is phrasal verbs are difficult to learn, and many times there are several possible ways to use them. So try to focus on a phrasal verb when you come across them in your favorite series, for example, and try to store them and use them. So the last but not least, it's rather a saying, but I like it quite a lot. Where there's a will, there's a way. So if you are really determined to reach something, you will achieve it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing. Okay, so last question. Where can people find you online?
Okay, so people can find me on myfluentpodcast.com, and I am also on Facebook. You will find me by typing in myfluentpodcast. I have Instagram, and you can also type in myfluentpodcast. I have another podcast called The Vocab Man, and of course, you find my podcasts in the usual way because they are all on the normal podcast services. So yes, awesome. I think that's it.
I'm gonna put all the links that you mentioned in the description so you guys can connect with Daniel. Daniel, thank you so much for being here recording this interview with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Charles. It was really great. And I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you later. And also maybe to have you as a guest again, maybe in a few months or so.
Yes, for sure. We are going to keep in touch. And for sure, we are going to make more collabs. And once again, guys, you can check it out. My interview with Daniel on his podcast. And yeah, that's it. Take care and I'll see you around. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.